Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Stella Firma. So special, in fact, it's not even called that. This you're about to hear is the very first episode that we recorded even before the show itself was a thing. It's a pilot, you might call it, although it was never put out as a pilot, back when the show was called Terra Firma, before we realised that for SEO reasons that would be awful. And I think there was a landscaping business called that as well. So please listen and judge in incredibly kind terms, the episode we recorded all those years ago. Also, it was recorded all in one take, because we were ignorant fools, sweet summer children, who thought that would be how we would do the whole show. Oh, how we would learn. Enjoy!
Nine sides of Saturn! Oh, God! Huh? Oh, dear! Oh, dear!
Morning, Trexel.
Morning, David Seven. How are you?
Well, I said morning. I actually mean, Not at all the morning. Completely and utterly very late.
Well, you know, morning is as morning does.
Be late?
Wait, yes.
No, you wouldn't know what the morning does because you're not whatever the morning is.
Look, whatever the matter, I'm here now.
Why are you late?
Well, you know, I was out with my chums. We had a little drink. Had another little drink. Long story short, I woke up in a recycling unit this far away from being turned into mush.
Yeah, well,
I had a wonderful, wonderful chat with the maintenance man. He called me a scumble, and I punched him right in the face, and that's when the guards came. Anyway, potato, potato, I'm ready for work.
Right. Well, funny you should be sleeping near the recycling pits, because we have about half an hour to make sure we don't end up there once we're fired.
Half an hour?
Half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yes.
That's not long.
Half an hour till the end of... half an hour till the pub opens, and if I know you, that's basically it.
Yes, yes. Whatever the cost.
Right.
If it's open, I'll be there.
So, I've worked through most of the day's quota.
Lovely. Good work, David Seven. Better than David Six.
Only put my name on it.
What now?
Well, I've only put my name on it.
But we're a team. We work together. So our paperwork, it's you and me, David and Trexel Geistman.
Well, no, because
the two amigos.
No, but you weren't in work.
Well, does the paper have to know that?
Well, I do.
Well,
and I wrote the paper, so yes.
You're not capable of lying, are you, David?
What?
Just a little lie.
Well, no, I know what a lie is. I just didn't want to.
Well, couldn't you?
Well, you're late for work.
Well, look, we're going round in circles, David. Okay, we've got a bit of time. If I get one in, hopefully that'll slide under the old radar.
Yeah,
and they'll look at the last one and be like, there's Trexel, there's David. They've done a good day's work. Why don't we promote Trexel? Why don't we promote him? That's what they'll think.
Well, after one thing. After
a really good submission.
It's a really good one.
Well, okay, look, we're bound to have some submissions left over.
Right, anyway, well, hang on a minute. Oh, Right, well, one's just arrived. So.
Oh, wonderful, lovely.
Yes, so let's, right.
Hit me with it, David, and okay. All ears, apart from the parts of my body that aren't ears.
Right, well, so this one's from Sun in a Box. That's all they go by. Looks like they want a leisure planet.
A leisure planet?
No, a leisure planet.
A leisure planet.
Yes. And they're looking for total relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be hopefully quite an easy one. They're looking to expend no energy, so you should be perfectly at home here.
Nice.
The theme is leisure and luxury, it seems. And they want the mandatory feature of you staying healthy.
Staying healthy.
But expending no energy.
Okay. So I'm thinking, do we want to go mechanical or organic? Because if you want a mechanical world of total relaxation and luxury, I'm thinking hover chairs, I'm thinking feeding tubes, I'm thinking tubes of all kinds. Every location connected by a network of vacuum tubes. Yeah, it'll take some thought. Well, do you want to go mechanical, or do you want to go more...
I'm trying to think of mechanical, and all I can see is spidery arms, you know, rapidly moving up and down, moving things to your face.
Well, some people like that.
Scream, no more. Mm. I've had enough. Please stop it.
Mm, we had a troubled time, haven't you, buddy?
What? No, just that was just a thought.
Just a thought?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you could have a spidery arm grab you, move you from place to place. It would require a system of pulleys more complicated than I think we're prepared for.
So, are we thinking this planet's going to be entirely automated?
Yes, I think an entirely automated planet. If it's a luxury leisure planet, you don't want to do anything, you don't want to have to code or key anything in, so an entirely automated planet. Below the crust, you could have the mechanics. So the core of the planet, it's going to be CPU. It's going to be generators.
Okay.
It's going to be all of the gubbins.
Right, but the client doesn't want to expend any energy at all. So I'm assuming this means both physical and mental.
You wouldn't have to. It'll all be set up. You arrive. A bed rises out of a meadow floor.
A meadow.
A meadow.
A mechanical meadow.
Well, the meadow top will be artificial, but the mechanics will be... So the meadow opens up, a bed rises out. A handmaiden says, "Lay down, please." And you lay down,
right.
And from that moment on, not a single piece, not a single iota of excess energy is spent.
Well, see, this is what I'm thinking, though. So they lie down in the bed, and then the handmaiden is like, "Excuse me, sir or madam," or anything else.
Yes.
What would you like to do? And then boom, they've just had a thought, and they've had to make a choice, a difficult choice. Do they want to eat now, or would they maybe like a pleasurable time of a certain class?
Okay, so you want all of the choice taken out of it.
Well, that's energy, right? And they want to expend no energy. Very
no
specifically
energy
said expending no,
no
energy,
energy at all,
but staying healthy.
Okay, so at what point does the planet of complete leisure and luxury become a prison world in which you have no autonomy?
The point at which you realise, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
ooh, an ether-based atmosphere.
Yes.
Gently drugging you.
Yes.
Keeping you docile.
Yes.
Keeping you happy.
Yes.
But keeping you awake.
Yes.
That's gonna be a difficult balance to maintain.
Yes.
Okay, full medical equipment on every pleasure bed.
Yes.
Monitoring your blood, your oxygen levels, keeping you alive, of course, making sure all of your bodily functions are taken care of.
Yeah.
Pooping is energy after all.
Well, yeah, so we want some kind of contraption that just sucks the poop right out of there.
Right.
No contractions necessary.
You want it really up in your business.
All over your business.
Cyborgs everywhere.
Lots. Wait, what?
Well, you're a cyborg then.
Okay, yes, so you are a cyborg.
Yes, we... Yep.
Just tubes, every single orifice.
This isn't sounding fun, I've got to tell you. It's not sounding fun.
I suppose it depends what
it's
you're
a very
into.
Okay, it's a very specific kind of fun. I've known a couple of boys who would like that kind of thing, but I think for the day-to-day customer, that's going to be, you know, before they go into it, we're going to have to present this to them. And with, like, opening gambit, we're going to put this up your butt.
So I'm thinking maybe we're going a bit too high-tech, and we shuttle them in.
Okay.
Okay, and then we hit them with a sock with a billiard ball in it.
Okay.
Ooh, no, that sounds very...
That's... David, that's troubling.
That's...
And that's coming from me, Trexel Geisman, a man who's stolen so many cars that I actually don't think they were cars. I think they might be bikes. I think they're bikes. I've been stealing bikes.
Are you sure you haven't been in some sort of opiated atmosphere?
Absolutely. Three clubs. All opiated atmosphere.
Right, okay. Well, fair enough.
So, we're going to have to find something that isn't physically violent to the customers. Okay. Management don't like it when we physically assault the customers.
Unless they ask for it.
Unless they ask for it specifically, which I don't believe they have.
No, Leisure Planet does not a battle planet make.
No. So, it needs to be completely, completely pleasant, completely lovely. I know.
Okay.
I know.
Right.
What you do is you allow them to gently drift off to sleep.
How?
Well, you wait.
Just let them...
Eventually everyone goes to sleep.
Right.
And when they're asleep, at that point, you just cap their head with a neuroreader.
Okay.
You're in their brain.
So you're talking about mentally assaulting them as opposed to physically assaulting
them? No, we tell them about this. They fully consented.
Right, okay.
So you put a mental reader right on top of their little dome.
Yes.
And then you transport them to an internal world.
Right, okay. How do we deal with their poo?
Oh, that's all handled. Like,
But by tube, surely.
Yes, but you're in a medically induced coma, like if you were in some sort of shuttle accident.
Right.
Okay. We've got the technology for that. It's handled. So, you whack it on. Once they're in the internal world, right. we will build, in the computers.
Oh, we'll have to get the software guys on
it. We'll get the software guys on it. But, actually, the business might like this, because although it's very complicated, building an internal world... Much cheaper than building a physical world.
Well, that's true. Much actually, less material. Overheads kept down.
Overheads kept right down.
You don't
down.
Have to rent this piece of space.
Your overheads are so low, you might hit your head on a beam if you're not careful.
A financial beam.
Financial beam. So, you've got them in the internal world, and at that point, anything's possible.
Right.
You just allow them to let you know, at any given point, what they want. So, maybe at a certain point they're thinking, you know what? I like marshmallows.
Right, okay.
I want everything to be, marshmallowy and soft and sweet. But, you're not going to get diabetes from these marshmallows because they're marshmallows in the mind.
Mind mallows.
Mind over mallows. That's what we'll call one of the versions. Because we're going to have to show them some example versions.
Oh, okay.
Let me present to you mind over mallow. Bam.
Right.
Presentation.
Okay. What about some other versions then? What do you think?
Well, these
got some marshmallows,
okay,
right? What else
okay.
do we think? What else do we think a sun in a box is going to like? What do you think a sun in a box is going to find totally relaxing?
Pleasure.
Pleasure. Pleasure. What do you think a sun in a box would find pleasurable?
How have you spelled this?
Sun in a box.
Sun, S-O-N or S-U-N?
S-U-N, it
looks
like. Okay,
sun in a box. What would, if I was a sun in a box?
Fishing.
I'm a ga- yes.
I just really, really enjoy fishing.
I love gone fishing.
No.
That's what it's called.
No, nuclear fission.
Gone nuclear fission.
What? Oh, the software version.
The software version.
Right, but what does this have in it?
Is it
just a lot of exploding?
It's a lot of... Sun...
That sounds stressful.
You know what's... No, but to a... You know what suns love?
Well, maybe they hate marshmallows. They burn them up. It's very stressful. They want a nice crispy one, and then it's just...
David. Are you a negative Nancy? Or are you a positive Peter?
I'm a pragmatic David.
Pragmatic David, it'll do. But I'm getting the feeling you're not coming with me on this fun
I'm
boat.
I'm just trying to think what a sun in a box would want.
Well...
What, wait, hang on a minute. What is this box?
The box? The box in which the sun is?
Yes.
I suppose the universe is a box with all the suns in it, really, if you
I suppose so, yeah. It might not be a literal box.
Could be a metaphorical box.
Could be one of those hyper boxes.
Could be a hyper box. Okay, so we've got them in the neural. We've got them in the neural lid.
Right.
They're in their own internal world. They're enjoying themselves. But we have to have the purest luxury. And you know what? I've met people. Have you?
I have occasionally met people.
What are people like? In your experience?
Rude.
Rude, sure.
Perverted.
Okay.
Late.
Are we talking just about me?
No.
There was a... Okay. Well, yes, people are flawed. Even unto their own perception of luxury and leisure.
Right.
A person might think, this is what I want.
Are you implying that we just tell them what
they
want?
We just tell them what they want.
Right, okay. Do we in fact manipulate them into liking exactly what we offer them?
Yes, we do. We tell them what they want because people don't know what they want. What they want really is to be told what's nice and then... Basically, work backwards from there to convince themselves it was their idea all along.
Okay.
People right. find choice confusing and
okay.
frightening.
Anyway, so we've got marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mind mallows.
Mind over mallow.
Mind over mallow.
Gone nuclear fission.
Gone nuclear fission.
We need one more because you need three. People love three.
They do.
Two, they're like, there's just two. Three, they're like, I won't have two of those.
Four, it's like, oh, there's too many.
Too many. I'm confused. I'm angry. I'm violent.
That's why they call it the rule of triples.
That's what Yes. Now,
the triple rule.
The triple rule! There's three triple rules, did you know that?
Well, yes. Yeah, so one is always triple the rules.
Number two.
Yep.
Don't do two triples, because that's sextuple,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
The rule three is you've gone too far, go back to rule one.
Exactly.
Exactly. So we need a third world. Now,
right. What else do suns enjoy?
What do suns enjoy?
Why would a sun be in a box?
Why would a sun be... A sun has to be somewhere.
Well, I know, but most suns aren't in boxes.
Oh my god. They're agoraphobic.
Right, they're agoraphobic sun.
An agoraphobic sun.
Place, can be
you
quite
want
scary.
To be coddled. You want to be encased.
Okay.
You want to be carried like a babe in swaddling clothes, like a child found in the reeds by a river, wrapped up by a young slave maiden.
What?
That's what we offer them.
Right.
To be swaddled, to be cuddled, to
Shall
be
we just
hugged.
Call it the swaddle box?
The swaddle box.
Right, so we've got my...
Don't like the outside? Get in my swaddle box.
Right, you managed to make that sound disgusting.
Everything can sound disgusting with the right tone, David.
Right.
Get in my swaddle box.
I don't want to get in a swaddle box.
Is this going to be a physical swaddling? An emotional swaddling?
Well, no, it's going to be a mental swaddling, because it all happens inside their brain.
All inside the brain. It can be both. Okay, so imagine this. Lights go down.
Okay.
The theatre hushes.
Wait, what?
We're in the mind. The theatre of the mind.
Okay.
The curtain comes up.
Right.
And out of it pours...
Boxes.
Goose down.
Oh, right.
Tons of goose down.
Tons.
If all put on you at the same time, instant death. Instant death and suffocation. But when dispersed around a world, these tons of goose down coating the floor.
Okay.
Swaddling you.
Well, hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got marshmallows, nuclear fission, and swaddling.
Yes.
Right, and we've built three discrete versions. Okay.
Mind over mallow.
Yes.
Gone nuclear fission.
Yes.
Get in my swaddle box.
Okay, no, it's just swaddle box. And I
get in that swaddle box.
That's just a bit... No,
swaddle
a bit...
box brackets, get right up in it.
No, I think... I just...
Open up the lid, get in my box.
Okay,
swaddles.
This is actively getting worse now.
Swaddle box.
Thank you. Well, no, I was thinking, maybe why bother doing three versions? Why not just, you know, put it all together? You know, cover, you come in, you come through these lovely... mallowy clouds, right? And then you see a sea of goose down. And then you're like, Oh, this is lovely. Me a sun, I really like this. There's lots of marshmallows. And boom! Nuclear
wow.
explosion.
That was frightening. So I'm not sure that every person is going to enjoy.
Whatever, we're not looking for every person.
That's a good point. It's just for sun in a box.
Sun in a box.
So you come through the clouds.
Yes.
There's marshmallow. There's
yes.
goose down.
Yes.
There's an immediate nuclear explosion.
Not immediate. There's like just enough time for...
To enjoy it.
Yeah,
to sink in. And... The back... David, I'm going to have to tell you.
What?
If you keep doing that, I'm going to ruin these trousers.
Why?
Because when a man's been awake for as long as I have, sudden loud noises tend to make, you know... Things happen. I'm gonna cock my tarts.
Do you need a tube?
I don't need a tube.
I think you might need
a tube.
I
got my own tubes, David. I don't need to be coddled
by you.
Sounds
like they don't function correctly. I think you've got broken tubes.
My tubes are just fine.
Well, then why are you gonna...
Okay, well, now I'm sitting in filth.
What's that? See, you've got a broken tube.
Well, I didn't have a broken tube. You screamed at you broken. So what do you think?
Well... What, my idea?
Of our idea. Does it fly? I can't tell at this stage. I'm too far in.
Well, okay, so we've got... All right. You've got the clouds, you've got the sea, you've got the...
Boom.
And then... And then I'm out of ideas.
And then you're out of ideas. Yeah, you know what? I'm out of ideas too. What happens after then?
Do we just reset it and play that over
again
and over again?
Again and again.
Yeah.
I mean, that will probably get quite irritating for them after the
Not
first...
Not if we trick them that it's lovely.
You... Wipe their memory
exactly.
every single time.
Yeah.
You go through clouds, goose down, explosion. Oh my god, that was so good. Oh, why do I feel sleepy? Bam, clouds,
goose down,
explosion.
That was
cool.
Really good.
That was nice.
Yes,
I enjoyed that.
I'm now
it's
a bit
quite
sleepy.
Sleepy.
Yeah.
Goose down, explosion.
I got confused.
You got confused.
But
it doesn't
I liked
matter.
It
doesn't matter. We can randomize the order. It
oh, right,
really
okay.
Matter.
Wait. Explosion, goose down, clouds.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Right, fine.
Each time... Your memory will be reset. Each experience,
okay.
Pristine and new.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Now, how do we keep them healthy?
How do you keep them healthy?
How do you keep a sun healthy?
Do you
just wait?
You just wait. Because
I think they're just healthy for billions
of
years.
I think suns are just fine.
They're probably just... Have you ever seen a sick sun?
I've not. Well, I've seen a red dwarf.
Oh, that is a sixth.
That's a sixth sun. But the thing is,
do we have to keep them stoked?
No, no. The problem with the sun is, as it uses up all of its matter, it begins to collapse in on itself. But we have one thing on our side.
What?
Any healthy sun that's looking for a planet now is going to be adolescent at most.
Is it?
Look at the submission.
Not a sun in its dotage?
Look at that submission.
Oh, that's a teen sun.
That's
a very teen
that's
sun.
That's a teen that sun.
That is a teen sun.
We've got millions of years until this pervert falls out of the sky.
Why are they a pervert?
Well, they want a leisure planet. You know what that means?
Well, they'd expend no energy.
Yeah, well, you don't have to expend energy to have that kind
it's
of
not
fun.
Just, it, well, it, lie hey,
back,
hang on a minute.
Lie back and think of the resource
no, I've,
wars.
I've heard of this kind of expenditure of energy. It sounds quite busy.
You're just so naive.
What? No.
There are many ways that a being can encounter another being. Some energetic, sure, sweaty, breathless, climaxing into a crescendo of shame.
I don't like...
But...
Okay.
You can also just lie there. Just let it happen.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's a viable alternative.
Right.
I'll show you some pamphlets. I'm showing you the pamphlets. Here's the pamphlet.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, that person's not doing anything at all.
I think the clone doth protest too much. You love it, you dirty, dirty copy.
That was very rude.
It was. Anyway, that sounds like a job well done.
All right,
stick
I suppose
it back
so.
In the tube.
Okay, yeah, there it goes.
Job well done. Now, you need to join me down at the nebula.
Yeah.
For a big frosty pint.
Okay. All right, I'll have a half.
You'll have three halves in one large glass.
So I'll have one and a half.
Correct. You're getting the hang of it.
Fine. Okay, let's go.
All right, Sunshine.
Stella Firma is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.